This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Millions of people in this country piece together a living by working as freelancers. They get by one gig at a time without any guarantees about where the next paycheck might come from or how big it might be. As part of Marketplace's collaboration with the New York Times, Work in America Today, Marketplace's Adrian Hill brings us this profile of one freelancer named Heather Burdett.
Plenty of seats available. We are giving away free T-shirts.
Nice. Nice to listen to, nice to look at. That is Heather Burdett's job today.
Gather around. Come on in, have a seat.
She's working at a trade show for a computer security company. She encourages folks to sit, and every half hour, she gives a presentation on cyber threats.
If privileged accounts are hijacked by an attacker...
Trying not to be distracted by the boxing match a few booths down.
Come on in, folks. Get ready to start our next match here. In the Forest Scout ring.
She gets paid anywhere from $500 to $1,000 a day to present. It's a good salary, but the jobs are infrequent. And it's one of the many, many, many jobs Burdett does. At trade shows, you can find her working as a
lead generator, product demonstrator, booth hostess.
She's also a performer with all sorts of jobs in her hometown of Las Vegas.
I do multiple modes of fortune telling for corporate events.
She reads palms, lipstick prints.
I am also a professional stilt walker.
Towering over partygoers in 3-foot stilts and glittery costumes.
I've done a mime character several times. That's one of the things that I know I'm not supposed to say. Nobody likes mimes. But I love it. And I always get hired back because I'm really cute.
The list keeps going.
I do face painting and henna.
Her business card says singularly multi-talented. Burdett has 30 agents. She pieces together a life, a living this way, and is one of millions of Americans getting by with temporary work, freelance work. The government doesn't collect data on how many contingent workers are out there, those who don't think their job will last. They do estimate the number of people hired by the temp industry, a number that's up nearly 50% since 2009.
The staffing industry has added more jobs than any other sector of the economy since the end of the recession.
Erin Hatton is a sociology professor at the University of Buffalo. She wrote a book called The Temp Economy.
We know that temps are everywhere.
There are temporary office workers and factory workers. There are freelance computer programmers and corporate executives. The trick with all this temporary work for the worker is that it's temporary.
If a family wants to put a down payment on a house, well, how can they be sure that they'll be employed next month?
For people lower down the income ladder, getting that next job can be the difference in eating and not eating, paying rent and not paying rent. For Burdett and everyone working freelance, it can be hard to plan. The factory worker doesn't know if he'll get picked to work on any given day. Burdett doesn't know how much longer the agents will keep calling. She's 43.
There's going to be a time when I'm too old, you know, where I'm just too old.
She gets jobs listed for women between 30 and 40, but it takes work to pass.
It's so hard, the pressure of maintaining the body, the figure, the hair, the skin, all of it.
So she's in the process of doing what so many temporary workers need to do to stay employable. Reinvent over and over. And Burdett is much better off than many freelance workers who don't have the time or means to look ahead.
It's difficult in the sense that you've got to be proactive, that the path ahead is not going to be laid out for you.
Arnie Kahlberg is a sociology professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He wrote the book Good Jobs, Bad Jobs.
I'm thinking of this commercial now with the green line going down and you follow the green line. You're not going to be able to do that anymore because people just don't know.
As part of Burdett's process, figuring out where the path leads, she's putting up a vanity wall with photos of her doing various jobs on stilts, flying a winged horse, along with a photo of just her. No character, no costume, in profile.
And I've put the caption on it, remember who you are and always keep growing.
The point, she says, is that it's okay to move on. It's okay to reinvent.
It's okay to go to the next level or, you know, whether that means getting a 9-to-5 job and putting on the big girl pants or whether it just means going into something where people are not looking at me and I'm not covered in rhinestones every day, that's okay.
Rethinking, reskilling, reinventing. She's done that her entire working life. She's lucky. She's good at it.
I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.